Today's Shir Mishabur Yomi is Siman Tuf Lamed Ches Rapti Olachas of Achbar Shenichnas Lamakom Baduk Bekikar Bepiv. A mouse that entered a bias baduk searched house with a bread roll in its mouth. So, as an introduction to Sif Aleph, in this Sif, Shulchan Aruch deals with a situation where a mouse or child carrying a bread roll enters a house that had already been searched for chametz, and this necessitates a new bedikah. Shulchan Aruch will discuss whether or not crumbs that were subsequently found in the house can serve as an indication that the bread roll is no longer present, thus removing the need for a bedikah. Sif Aleph. Akbar Shnithas Bayis Baduk Fakikar Bepiv. If a mouse entered a bayis baduk, a searched house, Fakikar Bepiv, and has a bread roll in its mouth. The Nichnas Acharav Umatza Perurin Afilu Kedei Kola Kikar. And the owner entered after it and found crumbs, even if the combined size of the crumbs is equivalent to that of the entire bread roll. Nichnas Acharav Umatza Perurin Afilu Kedei Kola Kikar. So he entered after it and found crumbs, even if the combined size of the crumbs is equivalent to that of the entire bread roll, the halacha is sarach lachto libdo kabayis achar hakikar sheichnes. He has to do a bedika again of the house. Achar hakikar sheichnes, for the bread roll that was brought in. Why? If yishein darko shel achbar lefarer. This is because it is not the derech, the habit of mice to crumble their food. Therefore, we're concerned that these crumbs are from elsewhere and not from that roll brought in by the mouse. So just to sum up again what we just saw, so Shulchan Aruch here is saying that if a mouse entered a bayis baduk with a bread roll in its mouth and the owner entered after it and found crumbs, then even if the combined size of the crumbs is equivalent to that of the entire bread roll, there has to be another bedika done. He has to do another bedika because of the bread roll that was brought in. And this is because, he says, it's not the habit of mice to crumble their food. And therefore, we're concerned that these crumbs are from elsewhere and not from that roll brought in by the mousey. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on all of this. Sif Katan Aleph, Bekikar Bepiv. So the mouse entered with a bread roll in its mouth. This is true even if the roll was small enough for the mouse to eat. And even if the owner had nullified his chametz, did a bitul of the chametz, afilu hachilo talina lekula mitam sveged rabbanon. Even so, under such circumstances, we don't assume leniency. Mitam sveged rabbanon, based on the fact that there's a suffek rabbanon here. Why? Because since we know with certainty that the mouse dragged chametz there in front of us, so we apply the rule of ein safek motzi midei cheskas badai iser. This is a halachic rule that a safek cannot do away with a chazaka of vadai iser. This is the principle of ein safek motzi midei vadai. A chazaka means, what it means by chazaka, it's an established state of affairs, or status quo. In our context here, this refers to the fact that the moment the mouse entered the house carrying a bread roll, the house assumes the halachic status of a place requiring a bedika. So this principle of ein safek motzi midei vadai precludes applying the principle of resolving lekula any safek pertaining to a derabbanan. In our case, at the moment the mouse entered the house, there was a clear chiyuv of bedika, since the chametz was definitely still in existence. Therefore, any subsequent doubt that perhaps the chametz may have been removed cannot do away with this chiyuv. Okay? It's a little more complex than being spelled out here, but we are now going to move weiter. Sif katan beis, umatza pe rurin, and he found crumbs. So again, what happened was, the mouse entered a searched house with a bread roll in its mouth, and the owner entered after it and found crumbs. Aval, imatza kikar shalem, ein sarach bedika. However, if he finds a whole roll, then he does not need to do a bedika, because we assume that halinam dezeu akikar shechnas akbar, because we can assume that this is the same roll that the mouse brought in. The dafka bebitel is only if he has performed a bittel. Avabalo bitel duhu milta daraisa, but if he had not performed a bittel, in which case it is a daraisa, a matter of Torah law, lo tanin al lahaka. We're not going to be megal that it is the same roll that was brought in by the mouse. And he still has to search the entire house unless he recognizes that this is the role that the mouse had taken into the house. Now, if there's still time to perform bittul before the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, he can just simply do that. And one is then not required to do a bedikah since there's no longer any da'iraisa. This, we'll see weiter in Shin Mem Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud. Move weiter here, Gimel, Afilu Kedei Kol HaKikar. The Chol Shekein Im Hayu, so he says, even if you found crumbs equaling up to the full loaf of bread, the Chol Shekein Im Hayu Rak. He says here, right? Because even if the combined size of the crumbs is equivalent to that of the entire bread roll, so he says, and kal v'chomer, if there were only a few crumbs, we certainly did not assume that the mouse ate it and these crumbs fell from it while he was eating. Because we're saying, even if the combined size of the crumbs is equivalent to that of the entire bread roll, still, you have to go ahead and do another bedika for that bread roll that was brought in. Look at Sifkat and Dalit, Sarah Flazor of Livdok. The Dafka Sharinu Akbar Nifas and Machamix. This is only if we saw a mouse enter with Chamix. However, Aval, Matzah Stam Chamix and Bayez Akbar Bedika. So, however, if he simply found Chamix in his house after the bedika, then ain't Sarah Flazor of Livdok called Bayez Mephilz there. Then he does not need to search the entire house again as a result, meaning we do not say that the presence of one piece of chametz after bedikas chametz indicates that the entire bedika was carried out in an inadequate manner and has to be redone. Sif katan hey, habayis. So again, he has to do another bedika of the bayis. Ayin magen Avram, the bayis perish cheder. So let's check out the magen Avram who writes that the word house here really means a room, meaning the ein sarach bedika ella oso cheder shemini shalosham, meaning that he need only do a bedika in the room into which we saw the mouse enter. However, with regard to other rooms that open into this room, we can be mekel, and there's no need to do a bedika, provided he performed a bittel on his chametz, or if the roll was small, with a small piece of chametz, could have been consumed by the mouse, and the basic idea is that in this situation there's a sveik sveika, a double suffix. Perhaps chametz did not enter the room at all, and even if it did, perhaps it was consumed by the mouse. Now, sveik sveika is mutter even with regard to doraisa, halachos. And therefore, in this case, we can be mekel even if bittel had not taken place. The other rooms had never assumed a definite chazaka of chiyuv, so the issue. So even if you hold it, sveik sveika does not work against the chazaka of Isser, Vadai, then that would not be relevant here. That happens to be a Sheikah of the Prima Gadim, so that's why it would be totally okay. V'im lo yadanu klal eiza cheder nichnas, ayein simen tof lamentes, et beiz, et hagov, hagov, v'ma shechasabnu sham. He says, however, that if we did not know at all which room the mouse entered, so he says, you have to check out Taf Lamed Tes coming up, Sif Beis, in the Ramah, and what we write coming up over there. There we'll see the situation of two houses which have both been searched already. There was already Bedika for Chametz, and a mouse takes Chametz into one of the two houses, but it's unknown which. And there's a whole Machlokes there, Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Sham, he obviously compares that to our case. And I guess we'll get to there when we get to those halachas we'll discuss it. Now we move on to Sif Katan Vav. So he says the reason why he has to do the bedika again when what is found is crumbs is because it's not the derech of mice to crumble their food. Sifkat vav shein darko v'adin kelev utarnagol ein darchan lefarer. Same thing is true and applies to a dog or a chicken. It is not their habit, their derech, to crumble their food. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Avalam tinok nichnas l'bayis badu v'kikar b'yadai v'nichnas acharav u'matza pirurin. However, if a child entered a searched house holding a bread roll and the owner entered after him and found crumbs, then ein sarach lachzor v'livdok. So then, the halacha is, he does not need to do another bedika, shechazkasa sh'achla, because the chazaka is that the child ate the bread and that these crumbs, ve'elu ha'pirurin sh'nafli menu b'shas achila, and these are the crumbs that fell while he ate. What's the reason? Shederach ha'tinok le'farer, because the children do crumble their food. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan Zayin umatza pirurin. So the case is where the child entered a bayis baduk holding a bread roll, and the owner entered after them and found crumbs. So he doesn't need to search again. So as he says, umatza pirurin, v'dafka ba'ofen zeh shematza pirurin. This is true only in this case where he found crumbs. So there are strong grounds to say the child ate the bread. However, but if he did not find crumbs, he cannot assume that the child ate it. Because once again, a suffix cannot do away with the previously established state of vaday chametz. So he must again search the room into which he saw the child enter. And we're talking here of a child who lacks mature understanding. However, if it's a child who has understanding, then he will be trusted to say that he ate the roll in its entirety. That is, even if no crumbs were found. Sif Katan ches, shechesgaso she'achalo, v'afilo lo bitlo. And this is true even if the balabayas has not performed bitl on the chametz. Because the assumption that the child ate the roll is strong enough that one may rely on it, even as it regards to the Torah law, midaraisa. Sif katan tes, shederech hatino b'farer, u'l'dayazu einafka mina bein imhayu rak ma'ak perurin, he says, according to this opinion, it makes no difference. No difference whether there were only a few crumbs or the crumbs were equal to the size of the entire roll. In contrast, this is in contrast to the second opinion, which we're going to see coming up very shortly in the Shulchan Aruch, which will differentiate between these two scenarios. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, exactly with the second opinion. Yesh omrin, she'im ein b'peruvin, k'dei kol ha'kikar, tzarech lachzor v'libdok. So he says now, that some say if the crumbs combined are not equivalent in size to the entire bread roll, then he must do another bedika. And the Ramah here adds, dine achbar nichnas v'yotze yishmid arav ho'il v'lo shichi. He says the laws and halachas of a mouse seen entering and leaving with a bread roll in its mouth, that's been left out by the Shulchan Aruch, because these halachas are not common, even though it's discussed in the Gemara. So what was this last opinion, though, in the Shulchan Aruch? That there's a yesh omen that if the crumbs combined are not equivalent in size to the entire bread roll, then he has to do another bedika, even in the case of the tinok. What's the reason for this? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud, Shem Ein Bepirurin, Dim Lokei Chayshin Shema Shiyer Atinok. Because this opinion says, because if they're not equal to the piece of bread, we're concerned that perhaps the child left over some of the bread. This opinion maintains that the child's tendency to crumble bread allows us only to assume that any crumbs found are those of the original roll, in contrast to a case involving a mouse, where even that cannot be assumed. Where the crumbs found do not add up to the size of the roll, on the other hand, although we assume that these crumbs are indeed from the original roll, there's no basis to assume that the rest of the roll was eaten by the child. It's quite possibly hidden away somewhere in the house, and a new bedika is therefore required. Now, this first opinion, who says it makes no difference whether there were only a few crumbs or the crumbs were equal to the size of the entire roll, it basically holds that it is usual for a child to crumble a piece of bread both while eating as well as without eating it. And therefore, according to the first opinion, if the crumbs found equal the size of the roll, it can be assumed the child crumbled the entire roll, and these are his crumbs. If they're not equal the size of the roll, it can be assumed the child ate the rest of the roll, and these are crumbs that fell from it while he ate. This assumption is such a strong likelihood that's considered a matter of vadai and is sufficient to remove the original chiyuv of bedikas chametz. So those are the two opinions. Again, according to the first opinion, it makes no difference whether there are only a few crumbs or the crumbs were equal to the size of the entire roll. Bottom line, right? That's in the case of a child who entered a searched house holding a bread roll, and the owner entered after him, found crumbs. He does not need to search again because the chazaka is the child ate the bread, and these are the crumbs that fell from it while he ate, because children will crumble their food. And again, according to that first opinion, makes no difference whether there were only a few crumbs or the crumbs were equal to the size of the entire roll. And then the Yesh Omrim says that if the crumbs combined are not equivalent in size to the entire bread roll, he has to go ahead and do another bedika. And now if they're not equivalent to the size, not equal to the piece of the bread, we're going to be concerned, according to this opinion, that perhaps the child left over some of the bread. So what's the bottom line? Halacha? What is it? Who do we follow? So look at the Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Tzarech lachzor v'livdok, va'ika kesvar rishona. The bottom line halacha is like the first opinion. However, he says, ach emol bittel l'kvar avar hazman. However, if he has not performed bittel and the last possible time for bittel has already passed, she'ein yachol levatel, and he can therefore no longer perform bittel, then he should be machmer yesh lahachmer v'lachzor l'vdok. Then he should be machmer and do another bedika. He says, kasav amakor chayim. Mekor Chaim writes, if a non-Jew enters with a chametz, into a bayis baduk, then there's no need. Ain't sarach lazor l'doga bayis. There's no need to do another bedika. Why? Dafka ba'akra v'tina chayshin. Only by a mouse or a child is there a concern they left some chametz behind, because they will go ahead. Shadarcha lahatne, because they'll go hide their food. Masha ain't ba'akum ain't darcha l'kach. The akum, that's not his way. Ella ola achla ola licha l'beis. He'll either eat it or bring it to his own home. Sif Beis, Kazayas Chamex Lamala Alakora, Machaiv Mosalabi Sulam Orido. Halacha is that if there's a Kazayas of Chamex high up on a rafter, then what we do is Machaiv Mosalabi Sulam Orido. We require the Balabayas to go get a ladder to take it down. Why? Then they should pump him Ipo Makora, because sometimes they can fall from the rafter, from the Korah. But if the chametz were in a pit, we would not require him to bring it up from there and get rid of it and eliminate it. Rather, all he has to do is perform bittul in his mind, in his lave, and that will suffice. Now, what's going on here? So we learned previously that midoraisa, it suffices to perform bittul on one's chametz, and it is therefore unnecessary to destroy or remove it. So the chiyuv to be baidek for chametz and eradicated from one's home stems from the concern that one might come and inadvertently eat it. So in this sif we just saw, the Shulchan Aruch here is discussing whether the chiyuv applies to chametz not easily accessible, where there is less concern that one may come to eat it. So the Shulchan Aruch here says that if it's a kazayas of chametz high up on a rafter, so then we require him to fetch a ladder to take it down, because sometimes it can fall from the rafter, but if the chametz were in a pit, we would not require him to bring it up from there and eliminate it. Rather, all he has to do is perform bittul in his mind. What's the chilak between these two? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. A kazayis of chametz was high up on a rafter. So Mishnah Brura here in Sif Katan Yud Beis says kazayis chametz mashma about the pachas b'kazayis ain tzarech sulam larido b'sagi b'bittul. He says this implies that if it were less than a kazayis, he would not need a ladder to take it down, and it could suffice with a bittul. The Chok Yaakov says, and there. There are those who question this inference, and they say that the Shulchan Aruch does not necessarily mean that the halacha would be different for less than a kazayis. It's possible that this wording was chosen to teach us that in the latter part of the sif regarding chametz in a pit, even if the chametz is indeed a kazayis, one need not remove it. That's what it's in contrast to, as the Shaar Tzion points out. But again, the Makor Chaim, he maintains. The Chok Yaakov, at the Makor Chayim, the Chok Yaakov maintains that the Shulchan Aruch implies that if it was less than a kazayis, he would not need a ladder to take it down and could suffice with bittul. We continue on weiter. Sif katan yudgimel mechayim ben oisoy afilu noda lo kodem zman yisuro. So this is true even if he became aware of it before the time chametz is aser, when bittul the azmani bittul shal yavor b'ayra. When bittul is still effective in ensuring that he will not be over by yirah, nevertheless, the chacham required him to bring the chametz down and eliminate it out of concern. Shema yipol betocha pesach and akorah v'yavol achla. The concern that it might fall from the rafter during Pesach and he may come to eat it. So all the more so, kol shekein im noda lo la'achas mani siro lo bittul mikodem v'ashu lo mahani bittul. So all the more so if he became aware of the chametz only after the time that it became usher, and he had not performed bittul previously, so that bittul would no longer be effective. The bevadai tzarech larido levaro. Then he must certainly bring it down and eliminate it. In this situation, of course, there would be a doraisa chiyuv to eliminate ze chametz. Again, remember, bittul is no longer effective after the time that it becomes usher to benefit from the chametz, which is the beginning of the sixth hour on the 14th of Nisan. And Mishnah Brura here was teaching that even if the chametz on the rafter is discovered when it is still possible to perform bittul, it's still necessary to eliminate it and get rid of it. Sif katan yud dalid. So in a pit, the boar. Shulchan Aruch had said if the chametz were in a boar in a pit, we did not require him to bring it up if there is a kazayis of chametz there. All you have to do is bittul. And that is enough. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Dalin, before, Afilu Einbo Mayim, even if there's no water in it, right? Because if the pit contains water, there's far less concern that he may come to consume the chametz, since he's not going to enter the pit. Additionally, the chametz may become inedible. So Mishnah Brura is stressing that even if the pit does not contain water, we're not concerned since people do not ordinarily enter the pit. And if the person has the derech, he's in the habit of using the pit year-round, then obviously he will be required to bring up the chametz and eliminate it, since people would ordinarily enter this pit, and then there's going to be room for concern that someone may encounter the chametz and eat it on Pesach in such a case. Sif katan tezbav, mevat lo belibo. So all he has to do in the case of the boar, the pit, is mevat lo belibo, v'davka shenafal shameh elav. He says this is true only if the chametz fell there on its own, as then we would because then we consider it like chametz under a fallen wall. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, we had seen that chametz covered by more than three tfachim of fallen debris, bittul is enough, and there is no requirement to uncover the chametz and destroy it, since there's no concern that one may come to access the chametz on Pesach and inadvertently eat it. Similarly, in our scenario, where chametz is located in a pit, and will most probably not be accessed during Pesach, bittul is sufficient. Now, the truth is, it should be noted that Mr. Brura quotes the opinion of Rashi and Iran, the requirement to perform bittul on chametz buried by debris is midrabanan, son of midoraisa, the chametz is considered to be eliminated, given that it is entirely inaccessible. And the Shaar Tzion actually holds that this is the dominant opinion. Now, the Pre-Chadesh, as well as the Pre-Megadon, explained that in our scenario, all would agree that there's a doraisa chiyuv to perform bittul, as chametz at the bottom of a pit though not accessible on a regular basis, is not going to be considered to have been mamish eliminated like the Rashi would hold by the Mapoles. So anyway, so the halacha is that he's saying here, this is true only if the chametz fell there on its own, and then we consider it to be like chametz under a fallen wall, a mapoles. Back to the Ramah. But to actively conceal the chametz in the boar with the intention that it remain there until after Pesach, this is aser, and even bittel, he says, will afilu bittel lo yoil. Even bittel will not help. Rather, he must remove it and eliminate it on the 14th. Now, why wouldn't even bittel help? Because even though once bittel has been performed, there's no longer any doraisa, there's still a derabanan to specifically go ahead and do bedika and biur, eliminate the chametz, and it's not going to be enough to put the chametz in a location where no one will come to eat it. We continue on here. Sif katan tes zayin v'diyo, bittel is enough. He says here that he became aware of it after the time that it already became usur, when bittel is no longer effective, he must remove it from the pit and eliminate it. Now, the Taz explains, this is important, that this refers only to a situation where he had not performed bittel on his chametz at all. If, however, he had previously performed bittel, as is customary, right, which is what we hold, that bittel is effective for all chametz in his possession, including even the chametz in the pit. So this is true even though he was not aware of this particular chametz at the time, nor did he expect there to be any chametz whatsoever in the boar in the pit. So therefore, when he says here, im nodalo achar zmani suro, da'azlo mani bittel, tzarech lotzio levaro, when he says if he became aware of it after the time that it became usher, when bittel is no longer effective, he has to remove it from the pit and eliminate it, that's assuming he didn't do any bittel at all, according to the Taz brought down in the Shar HaTziyon.